This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi today. During the event, he will also interact with farmers and scientists. The Prime Minister's office in a statement informed that the 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops, comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pledged full support for Wayanad, Kerala, which has been severely affected by recent landslides. In a series of posts on X, Mr. Modi expressed his deep concern over the disaster, stating that the landslides in Wayanad have saddened everyone. He noted that since the tragedy unfolded, he has been closely monitoring the situation and that the Union Government has mobilized all available resources to assist those affected. The Prime Minister also conducted an aerial survey of the area yesterday. During his visit, Mr. Modi met with victims, acknowledging the significant impact on numerous families. He visited relief camps and spoke with the injured. Securities and Exchange Board of India's SEBI chairperson, Madhavi Puri Butch, and her husband, Thawal Butch, have denied allegations against them by short seller Hindenburg Research in its latest report. Hindenburg Research, a US-based investment research firm, has alleged that Madhavi Puri Butch and Thawal Butch own stakes in offshore entities linked to the Adani Group. In a statement, Butch said that the allegations are untrue and that their life and finances are an open book. They said all disclosures are as required have already been furnished to SEBI over the years. In Bangladesh, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protest rallies in the capital Dhaka and the northeastern port city of Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday. Their rally blocked traffic over 3 hours at Shahbagh in the central part of Dhaka. They were demanding protection amid the nationwide vandalism that saw attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Former External Affairs Minister K. Natwar Singh passed away in Gurugram near Delhi last night after a prolonged illness. He was 93. Family sources said his last rites will be performed in Delhi today. He was awarded the Padma Bhushan in 1984. Natwar Singh also authored several books. India's campaign at the 2024 Paris Olympics officially concluded yesterday, the penultimate day of competition, with a total of 6 medals. Wrestler Ritika Hooda, the last Indian athlete in action, exited the women's 76 kg event after a quarterfinal loss, while golfers Aditi Ashok and Diksha Dagar finished well out of medal contention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to wrestler Aman Sharawat over the call and congratulated him for winning his first bronze medal in Paris Olympics 2024. Earlier in a social media post, the Prime Minister said that wrestler Sharawat's dedication and perseverance are clearly evident and the entire nation celebrates his remarkable feat. At Paris Olympics, the Court of Arbitration for Sports EAS has deferred its decision on ace Indian wrestler Vinesh Fogart's plea against her disqualification until Tuesday, the new deadline for the sole arbitrator, Dr. Annabel Bennett, to issue her verdict at 9:30 p.m. Indian time on the 13th of this month. India's first individual Olympic gold medalist, Abhinav Bindra, was awarded the prestigious Olympic Order by the International Olympic Committee at the 142nd IOC session in Paris. And that's the end of this news bulletin.